So the system has you believing that black is something and asserting your nationality or being nationalist or embracing your ethnic nationalism is a bad thing. That it's divisive, it's disruptive. Well, I'm going to tell you why. The reason why is because the establishment will possibly lose money, lose fiat. They'll lose you, you know, from being a debt slave, being docile, not standing up for your human rights. The system wants you to rely on it. They want for you to be in these programs. As they urge you to take the stimulus check and shut up. And they say that they're not going to take the money from you. They've already taken it and they're going to take more. It's just going to be in other ways. Just like slavery itself as an institution has been changed. We're falling under manacles, having our liberties taken away from us, our freedoms that we think we have, which we don't have. And they place us in bondage through various other means beyond what was supposedly abolished in 1865. But the fact is, you're still within the slave category, because you haven't claimed your nationality. You haven't proclaimed it, you haven't declared it, you haven't documented it. So that's why we're going to remain where it is we are, which is nowhere, as a group. But as individuals will continue to thrive because they've compromised themselves. They've compromised their positions by going by these caste labels, deciding to be docile, deciding not to actually fight back, as if fighting back is a bad thing. But it's under the Constitution. And the Constitution, being created from Muslim law, is something that people need to understand as well. Need to overstand it, perhaps even understand it. So we just have these people that are out here who are telling you to get jabbed because you fall for the sensationalism. You fall for the symbolism. You fall for the dream in the sky, when you could actually claim your estate, claim your place right now. And I'm not saying that it's entirely simple, but from what I've studied, it is actually simple. It requires filing documents yourself, and it's a matter of turning in those documents, submitting those documents, placing yourself in a position that is a proper status under the law. Because black is a colorable term. Not using it as a pun, but black is a colorable term, meaning colorable law. Should you choose to remain under that description or that construct that is developed to keep you within a social caste, a particular caste, or a particular category, you'll continue to be disenfranchised. You'll continue to be part of a disenfranchised group. You'll continue to be lacking in any entitlement to be a human being. because civil rights are something extended. Human rights are something inherent that exists under universal or natural law, rather even common law. And those of you that have voted in this previous election, this previous presidential election, have gotten duped again. I myself realized that a dupe took place with POTUS 42. I fell for the same similar symbolism of hope and change. I fell for the optic of a so-called black man in the White House. Although he's Kenyan American, the fact is he had not experienced or really endured the full realm of the so-called black experience in this country. That's why he could talk down to people at university presentations, graduation ceremonies, lectures, etc. Not to say that he's a completely bad guy, but he just used the system to his advantage. So we're sitting here relying on these fake leaders. And with every single time that we have one of us in the community brutalized, one of the Asiatic melanated people brutalized, it's just the same routine as usual. And we just keep falling for it. We keep falling for it. We need to listen to people that are not celebrities. They're not ones to necessarily idolize. They're not ones that are just out for the bag. You need to be able to see, realize, and understand that there are people out here that are just out to get the bag. We need to apply sound discernment and clear, rational, critical thinking and common sense. Again, I'm not saying that it's entirely simple to do, because we're all programmed. I'm still programmed. I have to deprogram, like the old Parliament Funkadelic song. The lyrics, deprogram to reprogram. And that's what each and every one of us has to do. Because in reality, black does not matter. Black does not matter. Because it's matterless. It lacks substance. It's just a matter of taking a look at a dictionary. The definition hasn't necessarily changed. I mean, the other day I saw a gentleman that removed the word nigger from the dictionary. That doesn't make any difference. The word still exists. It's still used in common language. It's used among us. We force people to accept it. And I think that's what's going on with people being forced to accept black. But the only difference is it lacks any nationality. It keeps you in the position as a denizen, as an undesirable. It keeps you in an undesirable category. So as a consequence, as has been written in scripture, in the Moorish Science Temple of America and the Holy Quran, which basically is a book, a pamphlet or a booklet that goes along with building a nation. We need to go break ourselves away from those titles that delude to slavery. That's exactly what you are doing by saying you're black. Now, and in regular everyday conversation, you know, among your inner circle, or even, you know, the less than inner circle slightly, sure. But when it comes to, you know, defining a group of people, that is an improper term by definition.